You're listening to 91.3 WYSO, public radio for the Miami Valley. I'm Lewis Wallace. Why So Curious is at it again. That's our series where you ask the questions and our reporters answer them. This time the question might seem clear-cut. Who is the bearded barber? It came from Andrew Grigas, a former music intern here. I went to Dayton in search of an answer. I'm going straight to the source
here.
Hi,
how are you?
The bearded barber himself.
Are you the bearded barber?
I am.
When I get to James Hicks' shop off Fifth, he's just wrapping up, pulling the towels off one of his regulars' faces. It's a simple setup in here. Wood floors, vintagey-looking cans of pomade, a single black leather barber chair for customers, and one bearded, tattooed guy with a story.
My name is James Hicks. We are at Hicks' Barber Shop in the Oregon District, Dayton, Ohio. I've been a barber for just over 2 years now. I'm originally from New Lebanon. I graduated Dixie High School, went in the Marine Corps for 6 years, got out of the Marine Corps.
He worked in security, then the automotive industry. And when that fell out in 2008?
I found myself at a crossroads. And
so you lost your job?
That is correct. Yes, I lost my job. And I remembered the love of barbering that I had during the time that I was in the Marine Corps, because we would go on deployments and have to take care of each other. So I started picking up cutting hair then and revisited that and ended up in barber school.
But he left barber school partway through because he wasn't sure it would pay the bills. This was the recession.
So I got a little scared, went on to work for Coca-Cola, and was there 2.5 years and finally got fed up with the man. And spent a whole summer doing nothing but finishing barber school and driving back and forth from Cincinnati to Coke and back.
And now you work for yourself.
Absolutely. No more man to deal with.
The bearded barber started out in Brookville, but most of his customers were in Dayton. So in 2013, he applied to become a pop-up shop. That's a project of the Downtown Dayton Partnership. It encourages small businesses to come downtown by giving them subsidized leases to start out. Just over a year later, he says business is excellent. That's part of the overall growth in the Oregon District.
And a lot of people remember the district just for Halloween and bars, and that's all there was. And basically, now it's changed dramatically.
By the way, James Hicks does have a long beard, like 12 inches, and sort of dovetailed. He says technically his is a duck tail.
Some guys have ferocious beards. I just try to keep mine a little more sleek.
Still, I have to ask how exactly he got the name.
I'm part of the Gym City Gentlemen of the Gilded Beard.
That's a beard and mustache enthusiasts club.
And Nate Stevens, he's a member, and he is a marketing genius. So we kind of got together and branded the Bearded Barber.
James Hicks does plan to stay here. He loves being the Bearded Barber.
And not a lot of people get to do what they love as a job. And that is what I have.
So who is the Bearded Barber?
I'm a simple guy with a beard who cuts hair.
For Why So Curious, I'm Lewis Wallace, reporting from the Oregon District.